First up are Conor Hall and John Kelleher from Connect Green. They started off by outlining their business.
So Connect Green is essentially a carbon marketplace that we've built. It's built upon the idea that carbon exchange, whether it be carbon assets such as carbon credits, biodiversity credits, should actually be developed locally and with high integrity. So we do a lot of the validation ourselves when it comes to the carbon assets that we have on the platform.
What we have is guaranteed, certified and verified carbon assets. We guarantee that the ground exists, and believe me, in the carbon market that we're in today, that's very important. We certify the carbon assets that are on the ground, and then we verify the sellers from our perspective. That gives the multinational companies that we're dealing with a huge sense of security when they purchase from us. And that's really important, because 90% of the carbon credits that are traded out there today, more than likely they're fraudulent, they have nothing backing them up. So that's really important. So when you have, in a market like this where there's very low trust, is probably the word I'd use for it, we're putting that trust back into the marketplace. So we're connecting local landholders and farmers with multinational companies, and they can come onto our platform here on Connect Green. There's no barrier to entry for the farmers here, so there's no cost associated with them. So they can upload their maps and the Department of Agriculture maps that they have. We'll have a look at their grounds, and if they do qualify for either a biodiversity credit or a carbon credit, we'll look at that for them. We'll go back to them, we'll explain to them what we're doing, and then we'll send that on to a third party for verification. And once it gets verified by a third party, you can then sell on our platform.
So I suppose it kind of takes the hard work out of it for people who have enough to be doing maybe and have enough of their own hard work yourselves, and then you kind of step in there.
Look, I suppose for the farming community, because I come from a farming background myself anyway, the climate change issue is going to become more important as we move forward. 20% of the ground in Ireland is meant to go back into some sort of biodiversity over the next number of years. The problem is for farmers is that ground is coming out of a productive stage, so they won't be getting the same amount of money they would have had before. So there needs to be another income stream for farmers. And if they're being asked to put their ground back into biodiversity, rewilding and rewetting, then they must get paid in some shape or form for that. The EU aren't going to stump up the cash for that going forward, so it's up to the private sector to step in and go, look, we can see you're doing the right thing, you're rewilding and rewetting, you're putting the bogs that you once drained back into a natural state again. There is value in that for you. And if you come onto our platform, if you come onto Connect Green, we'll be able to see if there is value in that land for you. And especially the bogs around Ireland, there's a recent study out from the EU, we're not going to get penalised for not taking more action and rewilding and rewetting the bogs. That's going to cost us millions of euros. But on the opposite side, then, from our perspective is, do you know what? If you put your bog back into a natural state, we can get you money on the marketplace for putting your bog back in natural state. And you don't have to do anything. Just close up the drains. Close up the drains in the bogs, rewet it, bring it back into a natural state, and there is a market out there, and it is a large market. But the carbon credit market is about a 2 billion market every year. That's going to increase by 2030. So there is money in the marketplace for rewilding and rewetting. It's the problem is farmers in Ireland and landholders in Ireland do not have a marketplace. So we didn't just identify a gap in the market, we're putting a market into the gap. So now they have somewhere to go.
And I suppose you mentioned it there, John, that like it is really topical at the moment and it is really important. How has business been going for you? Are you finding that people are coming to you? Are you too new maybe at the moment to kind of even know that?
So business has actually been quite good. We have about 27,000 tons of carbon under management at the moment on our platform. And we've had a few buyers at the moment. But obviously we are quite early, so we are still like adding to that portfolio. Like we are actively working with more landholders to actually put more carbon onto the platform and more carbon assets. We're also working with a lot of local businesses. Most of the carbon assets that we have are actually based in Kerry and Cork at the moment, but obviously we're nationwide, we're EU-wide, we're just starting out and we're looking to add to our 27,000 tonnes that we currently have.
And a day like today then, what kind of opportunities does that give you?
I suppose coming out here now today is giving us an opportunity to speak to people like yourself and hone our message too as well as small, but we are a startup into the market. We have gotten a lot of traction. But I suppose we're always in that kind of customer feedback loop. Do you know, we're always listening to people on the ground. We want to see what their feedback is on the marketplace, because the market is not great for reliability. We're trying to find out what would put a surety back into the market for a lot of folks too as well. What do they want to see? Is it, for example, when we sell carbon credits from our ground, we give folks a link that they can click on. And because all carbon is local, they can hop into their car and they can drive down to where that geographical location is in Cork or Kerry or Waterford or Wexford. So it gives them a sense of assurance that, you know what, we've purchased something here that is, you know, that is guaranteed. I can see it in front of my own eyes here. It is, has been certified and the seller has been verified too as well. If you take the likes of what, for example, if you go on to Ryanair, if you book a flight in the morning, you have an option to offset your carbon, right? That when you click on that button, a lot of people don't realize that money is actually going out of the country. It's going to a very well-funded capital project, more likely a large wind turbine farm off the coast of Malaysia or, you know, some solar panel farm in Spain. That money doesn't stay here locally. What we're saying by launching Connect Green is all carbon is local. If you produce carbon here locally, it should be offset locally here too as well. So we're giving the opportunity to folks to say, look, do you know what? We can throw some of that money into the local economies here too.
I also spoke to Olena Solianic, who created a HR business. She explains why she decided to take the plunge and create her own business after moving here to Kerry. Have a listen.
My business is Happy People, a platform that trying to create a new approach to finding a job. And we want to eliminate CV and cover letter, and with helping AI, we want to partly automated interview. And we think we will have such advantages, like big corporation can have faster and more efficient recruitment, and people can have the best possible match.
Fantastic. And where did the idea for the business come from?
It's my personal idea. I'm from Ukraine. I had my law business. I'm a lawyer. And here I was faced with problem to find something interesting. I have a lot of skills. I am a lawyer, solicitor, mediator, and I'm a manager. And I'm a marketer. I have a lot of skills, and I realized that here I can't find jobs through my skills. You can find some jobs through your job title, but you can find the perfect match. You know, it was my struggles, and my idea was born from there.
That's really interesting, and it's great that you have your own, I suppose, experience, because then you know exactly what you're dealing with, which is great. Sometimes it can be hard for people to present themselves the best possible way on their CV as well, so through your business that kind of gives them a better opportunity to actually hone in on what they're good at and, as you said, get the perfect match then with an employer or with a business.
Yes, I noticed that here in Europe and in USA you have LinkedIn, social media, yes, but they can't search through skills, and I talked with them personally about this, and I realized that a lot of people are struggling about CV and cover letters, and here in Ireland I saw a lot of enterprises that are trying to teach people how to do this, how to market yourself. I think it's not add a lot of happiness for people. You know, you have to be a specialist and you have to teach a lot of skills to sell yourself. I think it's unfair.
When did you set up, I suppose, first of all?
It's only on the idea stage.
And it's probably really exciting now to see how it's going. Have you gotten feedback from anyone as of yet, we'll say, as to your concept even?
No, it will be my first place here. I will talk about it.
Are you excited?
Yeah.